I'm not going to start with any easy questions.
What would you do if you couldn't fail?
I was vulnerable in the sense of I was just who I was.
The cold exposure conditions the inside of our body to literally adapt.
Whatever happens in the gut happens in the brain, and whatever happens in the brain happens in the gut.
Finding the grace and the humor.
That anti-aging is associated with at least an hour of deep sleep nightly.
Absolutely had mentors, absolutely 100% had coaches.
90%+ of the decisions that we make today actually stem from fear.
Allow ourselves to have imperfection.
Nothing starts without a plan. Nothing ever goes to plan.
Chaga is actually the most antioxidant rich food on the planet.
If we can bring a practice into our lives that helps us be more vulnerable. I'm so thrilled that this content is getting out there, that you guys are promoting bold and vulnerable message and aspirations for people, because I hope that we can all really live that every day.
Hey, this is Jessica.
And Svetlana, and you're listening to the Bold and Vulnerable Podcast,
where we aim to inspire others to live authentically through sharing the bold and vulnerable stories of peak performers across a variety of industries.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Sauna Space. I am a huge fan and user of their products and have my own photon light that has helped me heal over the past 6 months. Sauna is something that has gone back generations and is the ultimate rejuvenation for your entire body. I use my photon light for detoxification at the cellular level, but also for aiding with my sleep cycle and my parasympathetic relaxation. I use my photon light in so many ways while I'm meditating, if I need to recover from stress or anxiety, to counterbalance all the work I do in front of my computer all day with the blue light stress on my eyes and body, and for clearing up my skin. What I love about the Sauna Space products is that they are portable. You can connect them to any outlet in your house. And so you might be thinking, I can't have a sauna because I'm in a small apartment in New York City, or I just don't have the space. And with Sauna Space, they've really found the best solution, and there's no special wiring or electrical work needed. My photon light is light and portable, and I love having that flexibility with my space. Our planet has over 100,000 chemicals and probably more that we don't even know about, and it's not enough just to cleanse once in a while. Sauna Space can provide your daily detox, and there are hundreds of studies that now show that sauna therapy is one of the most effective ways to detoxify yourself from the modern living we are accustomed to. Our sun has always been a great source of healing for us. With COVID and really wanting to boost our immune systems, I'm sure some of you have heard about vitamin D and how that can really benefit your overall immune and health. Sauna Space is an accelerated healing, and that incandescent red infrared light is the same type of light used in the Sauna Space lamps, and it most closely mimics the sun and what makes it so healing for our bodies. I have a home in New England and it gets cold and overcast in the winter, and you can feel that temperature dip coming, which for some people can cause seasonal depression. The Sauna Space lamps can help aid with these depressive states when mimicking the sun and its benefits. In addition to the chemical pollution and toxic heavy metals, we are now being bombarded with a newer toxic element, which is called EMF radiation from our cell phones, towers, Wi-Fi, smart meters, and it's clear that we need an extra layer of protection. Sauna Space is really offering this amazing EMF-free sauna experience and has pioneered this model. Red light therapy is something that I not only have added to my daily ritual, but I highly recommend this for anyone who wants to boost their immune system, is feeling depressed, has low sleep quality or challenges falling asleep, has any skin issues, or any type of anxiety or stress. You can transform your mind-body connection and recharge so you can be at your best when you step into the craziness of each and every day. We cannot recommend Sauna Space enough. And of course, if you're interested, always check with your physician to make sure this is right for you. Head over to Sauna Space and use our discount code BOLD5, BOLD5, all caps.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bold and Vulnerable podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the full moon. We are in the eclipse season and Mercury in retrograde. There's a lot of stuff going on with the planets. I'm definitely not a pro or an expert in this, but I do know what I feel, and I feel guided and led. Jess and I are going to be just riffing on this topic and talking about some of the things that we do to help us release energies from our field, from our mental and emotional body. And we are definitely taking things in a different direction with the podcast, with Bold and Vulnerable. You're going to hear more from us. You're going to hear more about us. You're going to hear more about the things that we do, that we implement, how we work with our clients. So super excited. And the way that we're going to start is we're going to pull some cards and just get into it that way. So Jess, did you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead and start. We can ask a question. I think past, present, future is what I love to do. So maybe we can talk about, you know, first card is what we need to release.
So the deck that I have, the deck that I have is from a friend. And I think that there's some really good questions in these decks, as it is. So once I pull the card, I'll get into it. And I'll read a little bit about like the story behind it, and also just tune into like the vibe that I'm getting. Okay. So, shuffling. All right. I'm going to pull the card now. Divide it into a few decks. Cool. Oh, I actually had a card fall out. I'm going to trust that. Orientation. Interesting. Okay. So let's see what we get from this. You know, when I think about orientation, I think about like a compass, right? This is what's coming through for me, is I think about a compass and the direction that you're headed in, we're headed in as a collective, individually, as a planet. And I think about which way that's going, and whether we need to reorient ourselves or not. So that's what I'm picking up on. And what this card states when it comes to orientation. I love this book. It's really great. So I'm going to read directly from it, because there's some really, really great questions on here. One second. So, it says, as a child, so as you come more into contact with your unity with all creatures, you also witness an enhancement in your own uniqueness, particularly through your creative process. So the gift is orientation, and the shadow is dislocation. That's what it's saying. And that's interesting, huh? So the gift is, I come to bring you the gift of orientation. When you look into my eyes, allow me to remind you of the deepest truth, that we are all one. You and I may look different from each other, but deep down we are all the same. Care less about what others think of you and more about how you are a natural part of the whole. Open yourself up to a path of synchronicity as you surrender into my eyes. Don't think too much. Allow the certainty within me that we are all connected in a single unity, that all things happen in the exact right timing to reassure you that there is no way for you to be outside of the stream of life. It is simply not possible. So some of the questions for orientation and contemplation is, are you feeling lost, alone, or out of sync? Are you constantly trying to control, define, or regiment your life? When did you last feel a deep sense of unity, like you were in the flow and connected to all of life? Where were you? Who were you with?
And find a simple way to reconnect with that feeling today. Spend time in nature, sing, dance, or laugh with others. Go to a favorite place and take it all in. So this is from the deck called The Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook. It's a really great deck. I love to use it just to help pose a question for myself and tune into like where I'm at. And I feel like this is a really great card just collectively. And some really great questions that we can ask ourselves and ask how we can reconnect to one another more deeply and understand that we're not separate and that we really are one. We really are connected. Everything ebbs and flows. Everything works in harmony. Nature works in harmony. We're all in harmony. So love this card. I think it's a really great pull.
Yeah, I agree. And I love... I just resonate so deeply with the word orientation. Like you said, it brings a compass into your mind, but it also brings in this bigger picture of our orientation to where we are in the universe, where the planets are located, and how we're pulled in different directions at different times based on the locations of the planets and the location of where we are in our lives, you know, where we are on our journey and what that means for the bigger piece of the universe. So I love this card. I think it's perfect for not only releasing past patterns, but stepping into the present orientation of where we want to be right now. So yeah, this is resonating so deeply. I love that. I love that pull, Svetlana. Let me just do a really deep reflection and pull another card for us. What do we want to ask ourselves for coming into the present?
What do we want to ask ourselves for coming into the present? What's the next step? What's the next simple step and direction? Where do we need to go?
Okay. Let me do a nice shuffle for us and start feeling the vibe of these cards. By the way, everyone listening, we're pulling in two different locations from two different decks. Svetlana's in the San Francisco area. I'm in the Martha's Vineyard area in Massachusetts. So we're on literally opposite sides of the country of the United States. And we are pulling from two different decks and setting these intentions. So let me find our card here. Okay, so I pulled out the Queen of Cups. let me pull up kind of a quick overview of what that means for us and where we're going, where we need to be. So it's actually the reverse Queen of Cups. So she's upside down. She's hanging out upside down. And essentially when we're talking about the Queen, you know, if you're just going inward and looking at this card, it's a queen, crowned queen sitting on a throne. She's being overlooked by cherubs and she has a river flowing beneath her feet. She's got a huge urn in her hands. It just seems like life and opportunity and flow and just going inside your emotions and going into this deep feminine, because the queen is the feminine. She brings so much power. That's just my perspective looking at this card and feeling the vibe of this pull. So in terms of, you know, the book reading of this card, it says you need to draw your attention inwards and focus on emotional well-being. And that makes sense, right? That's the queen. She likes to take care of other people. But this card is saying take care of yourself, because it's reversed. So instead of needing to take care of others, you need to go inward, reverse that inward and take care of yourself rather than being emotionally drained. It suggests being reversed, that you are so busy supporting other people that you haven't had time to support yourself. So I think, you know, and Svetlana and I were even talking about this earlier with setting our new core values for our podcast and our intentions. And this card is all about boundaries. It's about setting firm boundaries, not only with people that you love and care about, but people that you work with, you know, people that you need them to know that you care about them, but you also need to know that you can't take on their emotional baggage, right? Like, you can hold space for them, but ultimately they're responsible for their feelings and their healing and their life experience, and they need to go on their own journey. And so that is the queen. Some other things that this text is saying from the Queen of Cups reverse is that it could mean that you're wrapped up in other people's emotional responses, or could have created some sort of a codependent relationship, which might not be healthy. So again, just kind of giving too much of yourself away and not necessarily receiving. So I think this is all about, and again, we just talked about this, Svetlana, like being able to receive and build the space to receive, to create that emotional support. And then we also talked about creating space to bring more business entrepreneurs and spiritual entrepreneurs that are out there into our mastermind group, and holding the space for more people to come into that, to that group, and really cultivate emotional support for those people, and be able to help them go inward and help them receive and help them foster a much needed emotional divorce from some codependent relationships. So I think that that's perfect as to what we were trying to cultivate here today. But, you know, I also see the Queen of Cups as this intuitive person. She's intuitive. She gives space. She's feminine. So it's just a sign of a reconnection, going inward, your inner voice, your inner child, your inner queen, your inner power. I think she's a power figure. I mean, it's so funny. She's like bold and vulnerable, right? Like, this is the queen. Our podcast is the Queen of Cups. It's like the perfect card.
Yes. Oh my God. This is so good.
Yeah.
So timely.
Oh, this is so good. This is so good. This is so timely. Oh my God. Yay.
Yeah. No, it's totally that way. I think we should
describe our podcast as the queen, because the queen is smart. She's sovereign. She's tactical. She's totally feminine. She leans back and receives. She knows who she is. She knows her worth. She knows that her presence makes an impact. She matters. And it just makes total sense that you pulled this card.
I know. And since you gave questions for the other one, I think just for our listeners, some questions you can ask yourself are, you know, have you explored your innermost feelings and your emotions to understand what really makes you tick? Have you spent alone time with yourself? Have you meditated on how you're feeling? How you're really feeling? And, you know, this card is just being called to listen to your feelings. So maybe taking time to journal on that would be a great idea for everyone listening.
So the full moon, getting back to that, the full moon is like a deep time of inner reflection and inner shadow work. It's a time to really take a look in the mirror and see what are the patterns that are holding you back. Where are the patterns in your life that are not serving you, that are creating more damage in your life, and that are not helping you reach that next level, right? And it's a time to look at those patterns and to sit with those patterns and to sit with that part of yourself and ask, what is it here to teach you? And ask, what is its purpose here for you? And maybe it's a part of yourself that's been protecting you from something because of something that may have happened at a certain moment in your life. And it's a moment for you to really sit with that part and reconcile with it. Reconcile with that part of yourself. Give yourself some more love. Because the work that we do internally reflects what we see and feel externally and the reality that we create for ourselves on an external level. So everything that we desire to manifest and to call into our life starts in our internal environment. So the more work that we do on ourselves and release and peel back, the more space we create to call in our desires and to call in what it is that we're looking to manifest, that we really truly desire in our life. And I want to also honor, we've got Melanie here, just joined us. And guys, we are live on our recording, so more than happy to call people up to ask questions, to share what they're experiencing. We're totally trying something differently. So you're more than happy to join us on stage, Melanie, if you'd like. We're pulling cards right now. We're doing a live recording on our podcast, the Bold and Vulnerable Podcast. If not, you can just listen. So yeah, Jess, did you pull another card? Oh, okay. I want to pull another one.
Yeah, maybe let's set the intention of maybe like.
Love that we have these different decks going on.
Oh yeah. What are we asking this read? What's our intentional question? Well, I'm thinking we want to manifest the future. Like, our podcast already is the Queen of Cups. She is all powerful. She is feminine, but she's vulnerable and she's bold in her power. But what else are we manifesting for our future? How can we expand her?
I'm going to pull out a different deck. This is it's a Prism Oracle deck. So it's tapping into your intuition with color. And I love it. I love working with this one. This is actually one that I use when I work with clients.
Hey, Sa, I just wanted to honor that you're here and you're welcome to come up. We are recording live, but we are talking about intentions and pulling cards.
Yes. And we see that you have a new party hat on, Clubhouse. So welcome to Clubhouse. We're pulling cards right now. So we are inviting people to join the conversation. This is totally new. We've never done anything like this. And we're going with it. We're trying new things. So what was the question?
So I think this question is how we can expand upon the future of this business. What are the intentions?
What are we calling in? Like our desires, next level desires.
Next level desires, expansion, abundance.
Okay.
Financial energy, all the things.
It's a little this curve is a little bit this deck was my daughter's
daughter, so
they're not fully okay. Shuffle it one more time. Rest. So rest. So to me, rest means setting the intention, stating the desire, and trust and flowing with it, and really leaning back. Like the queen leans back, the queen receives. I'm going to pull one more to go with this. I'll pull a few.
I'm going to pull one too with this same intention. It's so funny because rest and balance, it's like just what we talked about, setting boundaries. Hey, Emmy, hopefully that's how you pronounce your name. You can welcome to come up if you'd like. We're pulling tarot cards to set intentions for the full moon and releasing. And it was a super blood moon. And we've been having a lot of fun. So rest and balance, boundaries, calling in essentials. We talked about essentialism earlier and how important that is to us to, release things that don't serve us anymore.
I got confidence too.
Wow.
Rest, balance, and confidence. So it's like, to me, that means like resting, trusting, leaning in, balancing within that frequency confidently, like really coming into it with full trust in what we have to say and in our authority, in what is our authority to our soul code, to who we are as an essence, as a being. Doesn't have to resonate with everybody, but it resonates with us and it resonates with the right people that we're calling in.
Yep. And that has everything to do with, again, boundaries, balance, rest, boundaries, being confident in saying no when you need to say no, being confident to say yes to what you need to say yes to. It's funny. I was pulling a card while you were pulling that card. And we're both using different decks, which I think is really fun. I pulled the Nine of Wands. And essentially the Nine of Wands is somebody who's been through a battle of some sort. They've faced challenges, has faced adversity. This is what our podcast is all about, really sharing vulnerable stories, sharing our adversity, sharing things that maybe not everyone wants to share or hear, and really going through those challenges. And this card is that this person's endured. And they're strong and they may have to endure more, but like their journey's not finished yet. They still have to reach their goal. And it's just a sign that when adversity hits, you should stand in your power, which comes along with confidence, but also comes along with rest and comes along with the cards that you just pulled, Svetlana. So it's so perfect. It's like, you might be exhausted, but you're resilient. And if you persist, you can be successful. If you persist, you can, do everything that it takes to get to the end goal. So you may have endured all these challenges and struggles along the way. And we were even talking about this yesterday during our full moon kind of Reiki session together for our podcast and for just our businesses. And we talked about obstacles, but then we also we're saying, wait a minute, we need to step back and look how far we've come. We need to like say pause and say, we've had so much that's happened. We've had setbacks, we've had struggles, but you know, our grit has been tested and our resilience has been tested, but we've been able to overcome every obstacle and we're stronger and we know more. And pulling the Queen of Cups earlier, it's like we are standing in the power and we're going inward and taking the time to rest, but we are also we're also on this journey. We're still on the journey. It's not done yet. So I love that card because it's more futuristic. It's more of, you know, the journey's not over. And just because you face challenge and adversity and you overcame it doesn't mean there's not more to come, because success is not a straight line up on a bar graph. It's up and down and up and down and up and down. And you slowly start to climb and climb and climb. It's interesting, Svetlana, because when I read the like definition book definition of this card, regardless what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling from the card, it talks about people might try to oppose our ideas or oppose us for putting things out in the world that maybe they don't agree with. This card might be an attack card. The person on the card is injured. So they've faced adversity and challenge. But it says, don't let that get to you. you're a change maker. You have a vital message to share. Don't dim your light because of other people's insecurities. Don't dim your light because somebody else doesn't agree with you or wants to take you down. And so I just feel like it's so just on point with what we were talking about. We were reflecting as to what we've been through and And I think on a more positive note with this card, you know, from a book perspective, it says that we're going to have a lot of support. We're going to have a lot of people that support us, and it invites us to find our cheerleaders, find our personal bodyguards, find our champions, people that are going to protect us, people that are going to cheer us on to the finish line, people that are just going to drown out all the naysayers. This card again is about boundaries. It's about fiercely protecting your boundaries and your lines and your rest and your confidence and your competence. And, it's a non-depletion of energy card. So, again, that feminine going inward, we're really in the season of femininity in our journey right now in terms of our podcast. I think it's a perfect energy, and we've just been having so much fun pulling these cards.
Up the little book for the Prism Oracle Guidebook, that's what this one is called. So, and literally the first page I open is like full moon release, literally, like out of all the pages I randomly, like, this is how aligned and in tune it is. I just open it up and it's like full moon release. It's like the full moon is a very potent moon phase, as it is the time when the moon begins its transition from the fully illuminated to dark. And so again, that dark, right? The shadows, right? The shadow parts of ourselves illuminating, shining the light of love on the shadows, right? Because you can never be light and love without reflecting the shadow, without accepting and loving on the shadow part of ourselves, right? Because that's the part that is our gift. That's the part that makes us great. That's the part that makes us who we are. So if there is a part that you're hiding from the world, I'm going to challenge you to go and speak to that part of yourself, to go and acknowledge that part of yourself as you're listening, to go and love on that part of yourself, to give it some extra love. And so you can even ask yourself some questions of like, what should be released during this full moon? How can you release this in a way that's healthy for you? What are you learning by releasing this? And what's the outcome from this release? These are straight questions from the book. And then I went and actually to the pages, since we got rest. So it says, rest is essential for all beings. This card symbolizes the need for a little extra downtime to recharge. By giving yourself and your body the rest you need, you'll conserve the energy to achieve your goals with clarity and purpose. And I love that. And that's kind of like what we touched on, is like, you know, before I read the definition from the book, I go into like energetically, what does this mean for me, for the collective? And it's like, it's really taking a step back and understanding that like there's a time and a place for that strong energy, that strong will that's needed to go upward, right? And so it's so important to conserve and to build that energy and to take care of yourself when it's time to make that final push. You know what I mean? That final, like, oh, here I am, like I'm at the top of the mountain, you know? And to remember that even when you get to the top of the mountain, that's not the end. To set new goals, to set new outcomes for yourself. Because what happens to many people, myself included at one point in my life, is you set a goal and then you get there and then it's like, now what? You know, this is it. That's it. That's why it's so important to set new outcomes, new goals for yourself, new things that you want to experience, not necessarily achieve, right? But just experience, because life is about having an experience. It's about making memories. It's about being present in the moment. It's about really enjoying your life with joy and it's about fulfillment. Like, are you fulfilled by what you're doing? These are some questions to ask yourself. Are you fulfilled, or are you just doing? Are you just living in the hamster wheel and just doing because that's what you were told to do? Or are you actually fulfilled? Are you loving what you're doing? And then when I read about balance, it says, this card refers to the need to look at areas in your life that you may need a little balancing. So sometimes outside sources can demand our full attention and allow little time for ourselves. How can you allow for more balance in your life? And what do you need to achieve it? Again, it's just about that, looking at like what you need to reprioritize, where you need to set boundaries, where you need to create more space for yourself. You know, If you say you don't have time for yourself, then that means you really need time for yourself. Because if you're not creating time for yourself, and you're not creating time to honor your very essence and your being, then you're neglecting yourself. So I believe that this is a time to really love and honor ourselves and who we are.
That's so beautiful.
Comes with the territory. It's just about, it's something that we learn by continually taking those steps forward. We become more confident in what it is that we're doing. The more we do it, the more the repetition breeds habit and confidence, essentially. So the more we repeat what it is that we do, the more confident we are.
It's so true. And I just pulled the Two of Cups card while you're talking. It's reversed, and it's the Two of Cups is so essentially the image on the card is two people holding two cups, but they're holding them together. And it's, this card is all about self-love. It's all about intertwining and loving yourself in any form, loving who you are to your core. And that goes along with what Svetlana was just saying, confidence, and building that stuff up. It's unconditional love. You accept, you appreciate who you are, you respect and you honor the authentic version of yourself. You step into that queen power, that feminine energy. You welcome happiness because you fundamentally believe that you deserve fulfillment, and you're absolutely right. And so coming from that place of self-love and respect and just being more fulfilled, and you cannot expand upon your other relationships until you focus on self-love. Just getting out of that lack mentality, getting out of that mindset of, I don't have enough, I'm not attractive enough, I'm not bringing in the right relationships, I'm not doing this correctly, I need to X, Y, Z more, right? It's saying, no, take a step back. There's balance, there's rest, there's confidence, there's the queen. They all come together. They all form this really great boundary for how you go within and how you decide to love yourself. And then I also pulled the Two of Pentacles upright at the same time, which, I mean, it's my deck is telling me to stop because I'm going to continue telling you the same thing. It's a young man dancing with two pentacles. He's juggling them in his hands, and there's a seascape behind him. And essentially what the card means to me is somebody's juggling things and maybe handling a lot of things at the same time. But as long as you have the ability to set boundaries and manage your time, your energy, your resources, then you're going to be fine. And so there's ups and downs, there's balance, there's things that you're going to go through, but even when you're juggling things and roles and responsibilities, I look at myself, I look at Svetlana, we're juggling multiple businesses. Svetlana's a mom. I'm a stepmom of two little girls. We've got so many things on our plate. I own multiple companies. She owns multiple companies. We're just juggling so many jobs and priorities. And again, this new movement of going live on Clubhouse and then also doing these as podcast recordings is a new release for us to say, you know what, this is a priority for us. We're juggling multiple things, but we're going to be here. We're going to be in this position to say, we're here for you guys. We're here to spread this love and this joy, and we're going to juggle this, and we're going to set the right boundaries. So don't worry if you're rushing, if you feel like you're rushing one thing to the next, take a step back. See how far you've come. Rest, balance, confidence, priorities, the queen, right? All the cards we've pulled. You don't have to be busy to get something done. You don't have to be busy to feel fulfilled. So doing things that make you feel energetically fulfilled in your life are going to just build you up. So a couple questions, if this resonates with you, just a couple questions to journal on or reflect on or ask yourself is, what life do I want? How can I reorganize my schedule to create the life that I desire? And again, Svetlana and I talked about that yesterday. It's not about time. if you are saying, like, if you don't have 10 minutes, you don't have a life, right? If you're saying you can't work out, you're lying to yourself. You can fit it in, right? If you're saying you can't build a business, you can. It's, you have to let go of the excuses. You have to manage your time and your priorities and your workload. And this just tells you about the awareness of the concept of balancing those parts of your life, finding that equilibrium.
Mm. So good. Sitting with that. So good.
So good. It's just.
Yeah. I feel like we should pull one final card. And
I'm going to pull from my deck. I've already split it up. Tapping in.
Just thinking about the energy of this card being, you know, after everything we've just said, balance, what can we manifest? What can we manifest to help us with this? What is it all about?
Interesting. I got sadness. Let's see what that means. I feel like sadness comes with when you work with the shadows. Sometimes there's a deep sense of grief that comes up with that because it's recognizing that once there's a part of you that served you to get to where you are is no longer serving you, and it means letting go of that and creating a new identity. And there is a grief that comes with that. So I'm trusting.
A release.
Mm-hmm. It's part of a release. And sometimes, you know, when we... There's something I really want to emphasize on. When you are releasing something, whether you're working with a full moon energy or not, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. You don't have to, it's not a straight line sort of thing. It's not like, A through Z and this is how you get it done. It's trusting that inner sense, that inner wisdom within and your inner self. And it's also a process of going deep into your emotional body and feeling the emotions associated with that part. The only way to be the love and light loves to call it is. It's going through it. You got to go through it to heal, right? So you have to go in and feel those emotions and release it. So I'm going to pull one more with that. It's like I said, the full moon, it's shadow. It's about going inward, right? It's about recognizing what isn't serving you. And there could be sadness associated with that. And that's okay. Know that it's okay if that comes up. If you're feeling sad, if you're feeling emotional, that's okay. Don't judge yourself. Be the witness. Be the observer. Surrender. What do you say, right? Surrender to the process. It's out of your control. It's out of our control. It's about, like, so what we're talking about, leaning in, the feminine trust, the feminine ebbs and flows. She's like waves. She can go from one influx of emotions to the next, to keeping it all together. It's everything. She's the whole storm. That's what the feminine is. She's a storm. And she goes deep. She's willing.
I love that. It's so, so serendipitous. I just pulled our last card, and it's the moon card for our full moon. Oh my gosh. I'm like, what is happening right now? But essentially it's alignment and with everything we just said, but like, you know, with this full moon, it's May 25th to 27th. Okay. So we've got, super moon eclipse that is a blood moon, And essentially, it spans multiple days. It's international, so I couldn't see it last night from where I am. Svetlana, I think you can see it in California. But essentially, it's a lunar eclipse, which is when the moon is on the opposite side of the Earth as the sun. And so we see a full moon when it happens, but then every so often the moon enters the Earth's shadow, resulting in the eclipse. So it doesn't happen every full moon because the plane of the moon's orbit is tilted about 5 degrees from the plane of the Earth's orbit. So it might miss the shadow, but this is a really special, not only eclipse, lunar eclipse, but a blood moon and a super moon all at the same time. So I pulled the moon card. Essentially, the moon card is an image of the moon in the night sky, and there's two large towers that are positioned, the moon right in the middle, and it's essentially, and there's a path down the middle, and there's a dog on one side of the path and a wolf on the other side of the path. And at the very top of the beginning of the card, the front of the card, there's an image of the ocean and a lobster or crustacean crawling towards the moon, which is just like super, super moon energy, right? Like the tides pulling crustaceans towards us. And also, you know, the dog representing the friend, the wolf representing the foe. So you might face adversity, but like we just talked about, we're going to have fans and we're going to have people that might try to tear us down, but we're going in the right direction and we're going towards those towers and we're going towards this moonlight. So, this moon card is just a symbol of intuition and the unconscious. And it's a dim light compared to the sun, but it's illuminating the path to higher consciousness, to, you know, to a subconscious mind. And yeah, I think it's just the journey starting. It's just starting. The moon card for me represents so much. It represents the fear that you have, but also it represents illusions that you might project into the future based on past experiences. And Svetlana and I just, you know, did some Reiki and we were like, we got to let this go. Anything that happened in the past, we got to let it go. Any painful memory that caused stress or like you have to face the shadow, you have to deal with it. Or it will come back up if you don't. So you might as well deal with it now. But it also, it represents pushing through that. And you just pulled that sadness card, right? Did it say sadness?
It's sadness and surrender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this book version is saying that when you get this card, if you had something traumatic that happened, maybe when you were young or you haven't dealt with some of your shadows yet, that you might release and feel sadness. With this card, you might feel anxiety or fear that's been holding you back, but you're going to get through it. And this card is really about pushing through that mindset. This card represents going inward, doing therapy, doing hypnosis, doing any shamanic healing that you need to do that can support that process, because it indicates that your journey's not done, which is what we said earlier. Our journey is not done. There's going to be more adversity, but trust that guiding light of the moon. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut. Trust your confidence. Trust the balance that you need. Trust the rest that you need. But the moon card's also a really dreamy card. So pay attention to your dreams. You might have some intense dreams, especially with the super blood moon. So what a perfect card to pull and just like honoring everything we've achieved so far and what we need to release and what we can let shine through.
Yeah, that was beautiful. What a way to like end it essentially and to really pull it all together. Some of the things that we talked about was being the change maker and the direction. You talked about like the direction of things and orientation and surrendering to the process and feeling into the release and the grieving of it, the grieving of releasing that old identity that isn't serving, and having trust and confidence in the new wave, the new space that we're entering, right? And just fully leaning into that, right? The way that the feminine works, the queen, right? She trusts that she's always guided and she's supported. That's really the That's really the vibe that I've picked up on throughout this entire session that we've had with card pulling and just going into this. This is so beautiful. And I'm grateful for Emmy. Thank you for sticking around and listening. You are one of our live listeners before this hits the podcast, because once it leaves Clubhouse, it leaves Clubhouse, and then it'll be released on a later date. So you got a nice little taste of our episodes before it's aired. So thank you for being here. Thankful for everybody else that was here listening to us live. This was so fun. Make sure to go to the Bold and Vulnerable podcast, and it's an and, like the little mark and, you know, it's not and, and. And check out our podcast. If anything resonated with you today, make sure to DM us. Our DMs are open. We're going to be releasing some workshops and some awesome stuff. If you'd like to, and if you want any more information on some of the freebies that we have, I have an audio hypnosis that I send out. You can go ahead and DM me. I'll send that to you. But thank you so much for being here. We're grateful for you, and happy full moon.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Bold and Vulnerable podcast. For more information on today's speaker, please visit us at boldandvulnerablepodcast.com.
And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Let's keep spreading the love by being bold and vulnerable. Thank you. We love you.